What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Is that the project?
Crimson King.
Uh-huh. Are we starting now? No?
I don't know. I just looked that up and plugged it in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hump Day. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Yeah.
What episode are we on?
523.
620 what?
623.
And we got demons and wizards in the background. What's up with that?
I don't know. Crimson King.
You sure he's not guarding the king?
Yeah, it's 2005.
So yeah, we were just looking on Facebook and we realized that Dave from Crimson Guardian has a solo project coming out. And if you like this, you'll like it.
Yeah, what do you think, Hans?
Hans, turn it back. Turn up your volume. Hans, turn your volume back up. We'll turn the song off in a
minute.
Are
those harmonic, like, oh, in the background?
Those are singers, yeah. It's like a choir.
Touched by the Crimson King.
Is he going to have backup singers like that, you think, David?
I don't know. I like the little text sound in the background.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like Metalocalypse.
Those are some drums going on, though.
Dude, that Metalocalypse rock clock opera was so awesome. You got to see it. Hour-long Metalocalypse. You're not a big fan, I don't think, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I don't really watch it.
It was actually 40 minutes, but an hour long with the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Mm. But anyway, yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about demons and wizards. That's right. Okay, here's a little story for all you hunters. Listen closely. Okay, I just spent 3 hours cutting up my last deer leg, cleaning up all the tools in the garage. Cat is now let out to come hang out. Cat jumps into sack of pop cans, catches a mouse, doors open to house, and both cat and mouse come into the house. All he did was hold it in his mouth and let it go, and we spent the last 20 minutes frantic trying to catch the mouse, catch the cat, catch the mouse, catching the cat.
Meow.
Caught and re-caught the mouse. The cat re-caught the mouse, and then we caught the cat. In the mouth, mom catches the cat. I open the door of the garage, put mom, cat, and mouse out, and then I go take the mouse out of the cat's mouth. Mouse just sits there and watches cat. Cat watches mouth. Mom watches my mouth, and then she washes my mouth out with soap. Then I notice that I point a noise bad for kitties, so I try to pick up mouse. Mouse runs away. Cat runs after mouse. I run after cat. Mom runs inside. I go get a broom and scare cat back into house. Mouse trap is now set. Good job being a big hunter, cat. Nice to know I'm not the only one in the house, LOL. Okay, if anybody can tell
me...
If anybody can tell me whose Facebook page that's from, I will give you a dollar via my PayPal account. All right, thank you. Welcome to Wednesday. I'd like you to get out there, if you could, get out there and do some humping, because it's hump day today. I'm going to try and find something. We just got a weird... It wasn't really that weird. It was a phone call. Let's see if this is the right one.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to cue that up here now. Before I get into that phone call, this is going to blow your mind. Okay, we've talked about...
My mind is already blown.
Okay, it's going to re-blow it.
All right.
Have you ever been re-blown?
Not my mind.
Okay, in Mississippi, some residents in the town of... Picayune? I don't know.
Picayune.
P-I-C-A-Y-U-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
They said a bizarre animal caught on video may be the legendary chupacabra.
I believe it.
Jennifer Whitfield said she spotted the
video
animal
of it
while out with her 11-year-old son, and she posted a video of it online. And they theorized that the animal was a chupacabra, the legendary creature with a name translating to goat sucker.
Wow.
Did you know that's what chupacabra meant?
No, I did not.
Goat sucker. That sounds like a good name for a band.
Mm-hmm.
For the way it was rumored to suck the blood from goats.
I've seen videos of them on TV.
They suck
blood.
They're
chasing down
there
fast.
If a zombie had a dog, it would look like the chupacabra. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Denton family who encountered the animal a few blocks away said they are similarly at a loss to positively identify the hairless beast.
Ah.
They kept looking up hairless coyote on the internet, and it kept saying chupacabra. We've been running back and forth to our cars because we didn't want the chupacabra to get us. I didn't know what it was, but then animal control couldn't find it.
They are fast, man. They're faster than a car.
Yeah, they outran animal control, and they couldn't find any... they couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the parks department says that it's probably a coyote with mange, and that's why its hair is falling out.
Oh, really?
It's probably sick, weak, and not able to hunt on its own.
That's what they always say.
Yeah, that's what they always say. What are we listening to here in the background?
I don't know. It's for you to guess and me to find out.
Joe Walsh?
Nope. Gonna have to do one better than that.
I've heard it and I know it, but I can't remember it. What about you? Do you recognize it? I do, but it's not going to come to me. What? Dude, you're skipping out.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd get to it.
No, you're going to have to tell us.
Well, you are a heap.
You're a heap.
No, you're a heap.
Okay, why are you playing You're a Heap?
Because they had an album called Demons and Wizards.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Chupacabra now.
That's true. I was just playing it in the background on a low level while you were telling your story about
the
Chupacabra.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect. Now, we're going to take a call right now from our friend. You can call him Yancey or FP.
All right.
Fancy Pants Yance.
Well, I don't want to play this while we're listening.
Why not? Chupacabra's kind of a demon, isn't it?
All right. Well,
can you turn it down a little bit, maybe? Just fade it out a little bit?
No, that's on one.
Oh. Dude, you're fucking... Your phone rocks. Okay, so we got a call from Yancey, and he says that he has three specimens of the Chupacabra or something. No offense to him. We actually had a phone call from him about the Trailer Park Boys movie that came out a week or so ago.
And that episode, we had him on, gets quite a few listens of those listens.
Yeah, he's been sharing it a lot. So
congratulations. Sorry to... But
yeah, no problem.
Say,
he got to meet the boys again.
Uh-huh. Country number 105.
Oh.
We are now heard in...
North Korea.
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uh-huh.
You're deep.
Yeah, we had two listeners, two downloads from Uruguay.
Don't call me gay.
Uruguay.
You're gay. Okay, you're gay. So he's kind of hard to understand. We're going to try to boost the levels here. Just because he's an eccentric character, that Fancy Pants Yancey. We call him FP, Sean McClain. Okay, here's the call. Oh, good. That
Hello,
gets
boys.
Got
My name is Yancey. Yeah. We was talking last week, week before and whatnot, all about chupacabras.
Now, yeah, we were.
I got some breaking chupacabra news.
Awesome.
I obtained three chupacabra specimens.
What?
One is like sandy sealed, like, you know, like air sucked out all the dry bags.
Ooh.
And two of them is in glass jars floating in the embalming fluid and whatnot. Now,
wow.
I'm ready to talk about it. So, and.
You should come on our show.
These are, you know, in them glass jars would be like the big old pickle egg jars and whatnot. So these be mid sized. And I got some faux toes and whatnot.
Full toes?
Just let me all know that.
I think he said photos.
Oh,
he might have full toes, though. How lucky is a chupacabra toe?
We were all hoping to talk to you all about it and whatnot. And
right on.
Something such, you know what I'm saying?
Something
anyway,
such.
I'm a little tired, been up all night dealing with the chupacabras. You did a lot of algorithms and math and did all this. Scientificals and stuff.
Scientificals, whatnot.
But let me know. My name's Yancey. You know how to get a hold of me and such. And you guys have a great show, as always.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care, boys.
You too. This is my favorite band. Thank you, Yancey. That was awesome. Oh, well, a podcast is actually a radio show.
<That's> awesome.
Who was that? Okay, Uriah Heep. Now, if you would have played this song, I would have known.
I don't know what
Easy
song this
living,
is.
Easy Living, dude. This was a radio
hit. I can't hear it. Oh, yeah.
You buy any classic rock compilation, it's got this song on it.
Yep, they were easy living back when easy was living and living was easy.
Back in the summer of 69.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's got some chupacabra specimens somewhere in embalming fluid in jars.
Catch these?
Huh?
Is he saying he caught these, or did he like? Did you acquire them online?
Did he say obtained or acquired?
Obtained or acquired or caught?
Obquired. You said obtained.
Obquired. That's a mixture of both.
I obtained them as an acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
I acquired them. I have obquired them. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know if he wants to bring them to us and show them.
I'm scared if that's going
to
be the case, because I don't think formaldehyde kills him.
Not to say anything bad, but he was going to come on the show before, and he canceled on us at kind of the last minute.
Yep.
Yeah, he did take our call.
Yancy, that's what they called it.
FP. Mm-hmm. FC. Fancy cancel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks for the call there, Sean McLean.
Yeah.
We are interested, because we just had this story about the chupacabra. The people from the wildlife department say that it's probably a coyote, but that's for you to decide. Oh, here's some
video. I've seen video of these chupacabras, man. If you watch, you can check out videos and decide for yourself, man. They run fast and like no other animal I've ever seen.
It looks like a dingo.
What's a dingo?
It ate my baby.
Mm-hmm.
The dingo ate my baby. I can't. I just look like a deer.
Who's out playing bass?
Steve Harris. Just kidding. I don't know.
Who's out playing guitar?
A dead guy. I can't remember their names, but I have recently read about Uriah Heep, and obviously I retained none of the information. My brain retention is not that good, I guess.
Now, some of those guys went on to form other places, right?
Foghat, I think, came from Uriah Heep, I think. Mm. Don't quote me on it, because I'm just talking out my ass again.
Mm.
Are you just going to play Uriah Heep for the whole episode? You can. I like
Let's
it.
Let's see. I just might go on whatever's in the little queue here.
The Q-E-U-E?
Well, they're all your Uriah Heep songs. I want a little bit more mixed than that.
Well, normally we just talk. Are you afraid of our voices now?
No.
Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Flames has headphones on now.
I know, and he's got a mic in front of his face.
So he can see officially a guest now on the show. A Wednesday guest.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So are you in the new Dave Jones solo project?
Haven't heard anything about it.
Oh. Okay.
Is Crimson Guardian still?
No. That's it. No.
I guess not.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't either. They were talking about getting back together again, and next thing you know, it's like...
solo project.
Okay.
Hey, did you take your little guy Halloween trick-or-treating on Halloween?
I did.
Did he get lots of candy that you ate? No.
I ate part of it.
What was he?
A tiger.
Awesome.
Oh, my.
Tony the tiger or what?
No, just a tiger.
Great.
Right on.
Did any black cats cross your path?
Not that I was aware of.
Did you walk under any ladders?
No.
Speaking of Halloween, I have a Halloween mystery for you from Italy. Police in Italy say they were considering charges against a woman after 20 dead black cats were found in her freezer.
Wow.
Sweet.
The landlord discovered the carcasses a few days before Halloween in an otherwise pristine vacant apartment.
Wow.
That's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
That should be on my new show. That was fucking weird. Investigators were looking for the woman this weekend and were prepared to file animal mistreatment charges against her if she did not have a good explanation for the grisly cache. Or cachet, however you might want to say it.
Cachet of cats.
That's right. Dead cats.
Mm-hmm.
They said the suspected dead animals... Well, they weren't suspected dead. They were dead. They suspected that the dead animals were being saved as food for pythons.
Huh.
And other exotic carnivorous pets, but had not ruled out the possibility that they were to be used in some sort of spooky Halloween ritual.
That could be true, too.
What goes on in Italy? My God.
What if people dressed up like Dracula and went around killing people?
I'd
like just the monster
they'd
Dracula.
Get shot.
Yeah.
And you're just like hamming it up. I want to suck your blood. And then you just kill him for sure.
Yep.
No, you bang him in the neck.
No, you got a fucking wooden stake through the heart of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So black cats in a freezer in a Halloween mm-hmm. mystery in Italy. I knew. Yeah. Dude, if you live in a country that's shaped like a boot, you're... But I said it years ago, the next thing you know, you're putting dead cats in your freezer
yep.
of a place you don't even live in.
Yep. Sometimes dead is better.
Oh, sometimes dead is better.
That's how I usually like my food, dead.
Really? I thought you liked it more on the rare side.
Well, sometimes, but...
Right. Especially
still bleeding,
fish.
But at least dead.
Yeah.
At least.
At least dead. Yeah.
I picked a pretty fitting music before I even knew what the story was about.
This huh? is. What are we even hearing? It's making my eyes big.
Mm-hmm. It's a movement by a three-piece band that were named after their own names.
A movement?
Mm-hmm.
It's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
That's right.
All right. One clue and I'm on it.
I thought
that was actually a law firm.
Mm-hmm. What lawyers would that be?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah, Emerson was a radio.
Lake is a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
Palmer.
And Palmer is...
That's a guy who steals stuff or masturbates too much.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
he is simply irresistible.
That's Robert Palmer.
Oh, my God.
He also makes candies, doesn't he, Palmer's? Let me make these for candies.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer. He
no,
has his
just
own
Palmer's.
Tea.
He's a golfer, and he likes to make tea...
Yeah, you put lemonade and tea together, that's called an Arnold Palmer. He owns that drink.
I know, but what do you use in golf?
A tee.
Fuck.
A golf club.
A tee I was going for. You got to tee up mm-hmm. Arnold Palmer on tee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My nose is still stuffed up. I'm trying to read this story and decide whether I should talk about it. The headline was interesting enough. Woman sues New York City over soda arrest. You can sue the whole city.
For please. Soda?
Oh, she arrest. Got a soda arrest. What would you think that would entail? A soda arrest that
she had one of those. She had a 64-ounce thing of soda, probably.
Oh, those are illegal because of too much sugar and caffeine, right?
Yeah. Her cup was probably too
big. Oh, you are smart cookie. You smart cookie. Yeah. A New York woman is suing the city for putting her in jail for 5 days after police searched her when she bought a soda from a corner store. She had just bought a Sprite from a bodega when police surrounded her, asking her to see her identification. Police searched her purse and, finding only the soda, told her to leave the area. When she refused, the officers arrested her. So she wasn't really arrested for the soda. Oh. She was charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing governmental administration.
Weird.
The judge dismissed the case when it came up for trial after an officer claimed that she tried to strike one of them. Officers never charged the lady with assault and said the officer's story was totally incredible.
They charged her with a soda.
Assault with a soda?
Yeah.
So she's suing the whole city. That's fucking weird.
That's weird. Wow. That's just a weird story. So it doesn't even... It's just the fact that she said that... Or that they said don't buy the soda and walk out of here, and she didn't. Isn't that what the whole thing
well,
is?
Well, they searched her for something that she did not have. Apparently, they only found a soda, and they said, okay, you can go. And she's like, fuck that, I'm not going. And they're like, go. Huh. And she's like, you can't just tell me to go. I'm just making up stuff now, but that's probably what happened. It's like, you can't just say I can just go, like on Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, we're going to jail. This is fucked. He's like, no. What are they going to do? Come up and say you can just go? And the cops are going to say, you guys can just go.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wait a minute, dude. I know my rights. You can't just come up to me and say you can just go. Because that's a legal search and seizure. And he's
it
like,
is.
Dude, shut up. He's letting us go. He's like, no, man. I know my rights. You can't just say you can go. And so they arrested her for not going. Obstructing governmental something or other, and you spend 5 days in jail, and now because they threw the court thing out, she's saying she should get some money for spending some time in jail.
They threw Arlo Guthrie in jail for he couldn't get in the army because he put trash on the road. Because he was a litter bug. He wasn't deemed worthy to go out and kill people.
What did he do? Threw a bag out from Alice's restaurant.
Started a movement.
It's like, fuck this.
No, that's not at all.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Now you know the story of Arlo Guthrie?
No, I know he had a
Alice's
song.
Alice's Restaurant?
Yeah. No. Maybe.
No, they went to Alice's Restaurant. They were going to fix it up for a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and then they got all the trash in the back of the truck, went to the dump, and the dump was closed, and they didn't know what to do with all the trash, so they just left it on the side of the road. And they found one of his pieces of mail in the bottom of the trash pile, and it came back, and they arrested him, and then he tried to go and sign up for his country to go and kill people, and then they said he couldn't join because he was a convicted criminal because he had littered on the side of the road.
So this is a true story that you're making up?
That's yeah, Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know the story.
Yep.
I'm not a folk.
Mm-hmm. And that's when he said, you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me?
What?
And then I can't remember.
I don't know. Is that part
of
the song?
Yeah.
You're tripping me out right now because I thought
you
were going.
You mean to tell me? I'm not good enough to go over and kill men for the country because I put trash on the side of the road. That was the whole point. He's calling me a criminal for letting her on the road.
The only part I knew
was enough to go and kill
people. You get anything you want down at Alice's Restaurant.
You can.
That's the only part I knew.
Mm-hmm. And the point is that maybe, just maybe, if you got more than three people, you could start a movement.
Whoa.
Just go down to your local, where was it? Your local something.
Yeah.
And sing three bars of You Can Get Anything You Want at Alice's Restaurant.
At three bars?
You sing three bars, yeah.
That reminds me of karaoke, singing at bars.
I liked a song more about the one where he was riding a motorcycle.
And the pickle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he met the cop who threw the pickle up in the air and shot a hole in the pickle.
See, that's another song I just know the chorus.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a pickle.
I just want to ride my motorcycle. Sickle.
Nice a cycle, at least once.
Well, once, but he at least says motorcycle once,
mm-hmm.
which is correct.
Yeah. I think he was falling from the sky.
Why do people say motorcycle?
And that's what it was, is he was riding his motorcycle, and it went off the cliff.
Sickle.
And it went off the cliff and smashed the cop, making him shorter. And then they were laughing at him.
I guess you do say bicycle when you're in the act of bicycling. I bicycled across the whole United States.
Do you say pop cycle?
No, but that's spelled with an I. Sickle, like an icicle.
So it's bicycle.
No, bicycle. Motorcycle. Is motorcycle spelled
how
with
many
a Y?
How many Y's in bicycle?
Five.
Wow.
When I say bicycle. So bicycle. Bicycle.
Bicycle.
I think you can spell it either way. Icicle is spelled with an I. How many I's in icicle? How many C's in icicle? Quick.
Two in icicle.
Three.
Two and two. Like Chuck Woolery would say.
Mm-hmm.
I-C-C-I-C-L-E. I-C-I-C-I-L-E. Icy. Fucking read. I'm a retard.
Icy roads?
Icy. Okay, so icicle, bicycle, motorcycle. Good job, dude. That's on an Angry Birds video now.
What? Queen has an Angry Birds version?
I don't know. Just like all of a sudden I'm watching a... Or my godson's playing with the Kindle and he's playing Angry Birds, and the next thing I know, mm-hmm. Queen's playing, and I'm like, why are you listening to Queen? And he was like, what's a podcast? And I was like, I don't know, but it was just an Angry Birds video. They were playing Bicycle Race.
Hmm. I always thought the song was just called Bicycle.
Bicycle Race.
I thought it was called I Want to Ride My...
You know, one of the craziest lyrics of all time is Ride My Seesaw. That song is so weird.
Why? Moody Blues is cool.
Yeah, I'm saying that was a song.
Ride my seesaw.
Ride my seesaw.
What's so funny about that?
It's just a weird fucking that they're singing about riding the seesaw.
Is that not what you do to a seesaw, or do you just sit on a seesaw?
I
what
grind
were they,
it.
Five when they were
you
riding that?
I grind the seesaw.
Oh, no, they were on drugs.
When was the last time you rode a seesaw?
It was the last time I took mushrooms.
Last time I saw Sally down at the seashore selling seashells.
I saw her. She was on a seesaw selling seashells on the seashore. Sally, she's silly. Silly Sally selling seashores down on the seesaw by the seashore. That's a tongue twister for people with lisp. And why lisp says lisp in it is fucking rude. Okay, you hate people with saggy jeans? Me too. Come on down to Old Navy where you can get... No, I'm just kidding. There's a law in Florida now. Uh-huh. This is a crazy Florida story because the town sounds crazy to me. It's called Apalaca.
Apalaca.
Apalaca. That has a dash in it.
Kalamazoo.
Apalaca, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is Florida.
So in Apalaca, Florida, there's a law authorizing police to ticket men wearing saggy pants.
All right. Just because their underwear showing or whatever?
Did you catch the word that was of importance in that?
Saggy?
Men.
Men.
Oh, men.
Only men will be cited, well, at first, but now here's a update before we ever needed an update. Mm. Now it was going to be extended to women.
But you know what I think the thing is there that you would do, right, is it's a... You see them with the saggy pants, and you charge them $20, which they must pay on the spot, right? And then you just hand them they're buying, with the $20, they're buying suspenders.
No, they're buying some new pants. Suspenders.
Just buy some suspenders. It'll hold them up.
Yeah, they will, but they're not in very fashion.
So they need to be brought back into fashion.
Belt's probably cheaper.
Or belt, yeah.
But, you know, when you got pants that are belts, way too big for you, and you belt them up and
instead
cinches,
a belt is cool
they
though,
start
but
pleating
what about...
up in weird places that they shouldn't be pleated and you look like a moron. I mean, I'm fashion yep. sensible.
Yeah,
you can't wear a size 36 pants or a 32 waist and just cinch it.
Sure you
what's
can.
Cooler?
Well, you can, but you look like a moron from the Gap.
What's cooler, a studded belt or studded suspenders?
Studded suspenders in this hipster day and age would probably be pretty fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just with a leather vest.
What if you took two leather studded belts and made suspenders out of them that weren't even stretchy? They just were...
what about studded suspenders with flames on them?
Flames? What about flames with suspenders on them?
Could you put a hula hoop in there so it looks like a clown?
Probably, but it would make me dizzy probably. So they have extended this ordinance that initially passed in 2007, banning pants. The pants have been banned. Banning pants worn by either men or women in public places that expose any undergarments, including mm-hmm. Depends colors for women. The Miami Herald reported Friday that 72 people have received tickets this year for pants hanging too low.
Wow.
That's the charge.
That's too many, I think.
Low-hanging fruit is what it is. Commissioner Dorothy Johnson sponsored the change in the law, saying that she was motivated by seeing women around the city with their underwear showing. She heard a little boy say, "Mommy, pull your pants up. That man is looking at you." Your son is telling this, and you didn't see anything wrong with it?
What if they're wearing their underwear on the outside of their pants?
Crisscross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What applesauce.
They'll make you jump.
I've seen a lady in Walmart wearing her pants sagging with her Depends colors for women hiked up over her pant line like like some chick with her thong out with a McDonald's emblem on her back in bright red. What's the deal with that? That should be illegal. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Those girls down at the Cowfish Club.
Ronald McDonald?
Does he wear sagging pants?
Yes, he does.
I think so. He's got those big old... He wears saggy shoes.
But right, he wears like a one-piece deal. He's like a jumpsuit.
A onesie.
A jumpsuit kind of guy.
It's a jumpsuit for clowns.
Right.
Yeah. I heard that he's got to go on a diet. Ronald McDonald is obese.
Really?
Do you ever hear people call it obese?
No.
There's two comics that I've done shows. I think one of them is Will Woodruff.
Uh-huh.
He calls it obese.
Obese?
Like, when you're really fat, you're obese. I was like, it's obese. He's like, what do you mean?
It sounds like a verb.
obese.
You're going to go get obese.
Yeah, like I'm going to go get fat.
Mm-hmm.
With pH fat. Mm-hmm. Obese with a P. That means it's fucking, you're just getting fat out on the town. Like, I'm rolling dirty. I'm riding around dirty and I'm pH fat. I'm fucking obese. All right? That's what happened.
Obese.
It's the Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
The people listening to the podcast can't see my hand wave, but that's the key to it all. Obese.
Obese.
Stop eating so much, you fat cow.
Obese. Allergy.
I found out that the Brownsville Library does do Kindle shit. You can
read. Dude, I told you so.
You can borrow books from the library on your Kindle now. But
is it true, though, that they only have one digital copy? Like, if someone else has already borrowed it through the library on a Kindle, you can't because they've already borrowed it.
Yeah, and the newest, Brownsville's kind of behind the times. The newest title they have is Tom Sawyer.
Wow.
Just kidding. But in Texas, Copperas Cove, Texas, a man was detained in jail for an overdue library book.
An overdue Kindle library.
Oh, yeah, I heard
book.
About that.
No, not on a Kindle. It was an actual hard copy.
Yeah. They arrested him, huh?
Yeah,
they put him in jail.
That's one of those stories that's in every...
it's the library police.
In every sitcom.
It was on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
And in Futurama.
People who did not return their library books after more than 90 days can be arrested.
Wow. And that's pretty harsh,
This
man.
Is right outside of Waco, Texas. So, you know, they're... Wacko in Waco down there, blind.
Here in this town, they'll just charge you for the book, and you can't rent any more out.
Oh, and
I've actually bought a book that way once.
You'll never guess what
a good book.
What book he didn't return?
What? How to Eat Fish?
Close. The GED study guide. He couldn't finish reading it because he didn't get it.
It's a long book, though.
It is, and there's a lot to learn. You got to do 12 years of schooling in like 3 months. How do you do that?
That is
he did not respond to the library's attempts to contact him, so they got him and put him in jail, and the book was returned to the library shelves the day after the arrest. So they must have really had a lot of people who needed to get their GED.
Maybe. But that book,
we only got one copy.
But they're going to buy the new one the next year anyway. It's a yearly text, isn't it?
No, but they had the 2010 version.
Oh.
So they're, they're like Brownsville. They're behind the times. Mm. The newest book they had was from 2010. That's not true, though. That was just a joke. I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. You ever watch Whitest Kids You Know?
Once.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the myth of Chinese food restaurants using kittens and cats for food?
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
I've been there.
What?
Mm-hmm. I've eaten it.
Well, there's a restaurant on Whitest Kids You Know called Chicken Not Kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Was the name of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the health inspector come in. He's like, we've heard some things about your restaurant. We're going to have to take a look in the kitchen. He's like, oh, you can't. Not today because we're renovating and the kitchen's closed today. He's like, but the name of your restaurant is, we don't sell kittens. We do chicken. It's mm-hmm. all chicken. He's like, yeah, but your restaurant's called Chicken Not Kittens, implying that maybe you might use kittens. Oh, no, we don't. And then it went on. And it was kind of funny, but why did I say that? I don't even know. What do you think their health rating would be? If someone found out that they were using kittens.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. F. Yeah.
You can't sell kittens. Remember that one Chinese restaurant we talked about where they...
Would you eat lion?
They wheeled a dead deer in through the dining area in a garbage can on wheels with a fucking hoof sticking out. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about that? And then the cops came because the people called the cops and the guy said, oh, no, we not serve that's meat here. We just dress it down and take meat home. We found roadkill. Mmm, yum.
Yeah, it could be true.
I think they're lying.
Yeah, but why would, if they consider it a delicacy, why wouldn't they just save that deer for themselves?
Why don't they take it home and skin it instead of skin it in the kitchen of their restaurant?
Because they got all the knives in a freezer and all the
and
everything like that.
Serve
there.
It to people
and a large
get
table.
Good money for it and go buy real meat.
Yeah, we call this a sweet and sour pork
beer. It wouldn't be enough to be economical to, that wouldn't even last them like a lunch service, would it?
Depending on how many sweet and sour spare ribs they sell.
Oh, God.
It's all meat on a stick.
So I thought this was funny. This doesn't even have really anything to do with it. But this this restaurant got a B instead of an A. You know, you got the health rating in the window. Mm-hmm. And people look at that. You go into a restaurant, and you're like, man, if this has a B health rating, they got bugs in their kitchen. What, they're not doing things right? So they changed it into a sign that said brunch. With the, because the B is like a sticker on the...
Mm-hmm.
And they just made something to look like it to where it said brunch. So you couldn't tell there was a B rating.
Mm-hmm.
It was so B rating. That was a lame story, sorry.
B-rated movies. You like them?
That depends on who's rating them.
All right. Gene Siskel.
Because are you talking like a B-movie?
Yeah.
I know a song called B-Movie Boxcar Blues.
You know, Gene Siskel, right before he died, he said Babe Pig in the City was the greatest movie ever.
I heard that one, too. He was obviously delirious from the death that was coming to him.
He was. Well, that's like, that's how out of it he was.
Babe in the City is the best fucking movie ever.
He did. He declared it the best movie ever.
You got
ever.
Me, partner. He died.
And that's Roger Ebert. Said the news was so jaw-dropping
that he died.
That Roger Ebert had his jaw removed 10 years later.
Because he couldn't get it back up?
Yep.
It's like, oh, I can't believe it. You know how hard it is to review movies with your jaw completely extended?
He didn't have any jaw. He had it removed.
Oh, I know a guy who had a no jaw. A no jaw. He had
he had a no jaw.
He had his chin removed because he had cancer from chewing tobacco.
Yep.
He still chewed in his little lip. What a fucking idiot, right?
Man.
His name was Big Al, but he had no chin.
So he no was, chin Al?
That's what we call them.
Is it?
Yeah. Or chinless Al some days.
Mm-hmm.
But no chin Al is pretty good.
Did you ever anybody ever buy him a chin strap?
No, but he, back in the 90s, grew some of the best marijuana I've ever smoked in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he had called no chin. No chin weed.
We call it Big Al weed.
Oh, yeah? I mean,
who do you get that from? Chinless Al. How'd he lose his chin? His dad pushed it in. He'd been trying all of his life to grow him a chin, and once it popped out, his dad pushed it back in. That's Chinless Al's story of woe.
Sounds like it'd be good for a song.
I had actually stolen from a song. I stole that.
Did you?
I'm not that fucking smart or funny.
I thought you actually knew somebody with no chin.
No, I do know Chinless Al, but
no.
His dad didn't push it in after it popped out. That was a Frank Zappa song.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was.
Well, I'll be.
What will you be?
A monkey's uncle.
That's gross, dude. That means that you had sex with a monkey's sister's dad. Yes. If you're an uncle, that means
that doesn't have anything to do with
that
me.
It does.
Well, no, that's it doesn't matter to me who my sister's fucking.
It doesn't?
No, I could be a monkey, and then I would be a monkey's uncle.
You're all right with that?
Whatever she wants to do.
That's weird. You don't care very much about your sister, obviously. More crazy Florida stories here. We usually mash them together, and I use that term lightly. A lady in Florida was accused of attacking her fiancé with a fillet knife and hot mashed potatoes.
Sweet.
She began throwing hot mashed potatoes and gravy at him after she dropped the knife. She attempted to stab him, failed, and then next was mashed potatoes. It was thrown all around the kitchen area.
What are people thinking?
I don't know. That wouldn't hurt very bad to get hit with mashed potatoes.
Not unless it was really hot gravy.
If they were hot, they would
It couldn't
would
be that
sticky.
Hot.
No. I don't know. How lumpy were they?
I don't know, but if 100-degree mashed potatoes would probably burn a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And they're kind of sticky,
really,
too.
Though. Not really, but if they were boiling, you know.
It wouldn't burn you. It'd be warm, but it'd probably hurt just as much as by, like, getting, like, hit in the eye with it.
You know. She's claiming it was just a food fight and that her husband made up the thing about the knife. But she was arrested with a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Hmm.
Parentheses, mashed potatoes. Her gravy kills people because it's horrible.
Yeah, I've had some bad gravy before.
I had some good gravy last week.
Good gravy.
Yeah, you know where that phrase started?
From Thanksgiving.
Good gravy.
Let's talk turkey.
All right. Did you find any reports about anybody eating razor blades and candy?
No, but I'm glad that you asked that because I have a friend who posted a thing of a picture of a razor blade dug out of like a, what do you call those, snickerdoodle or
Snickers?
Some little homemade candy. Uh-huh. I don't think it was real.
Man.
But they said this happened just in my neighborhood and it was from someone from like Lebanon. But I don't know whether to believe that or not. But I saw a recent story, I'm hoping to find it here, that a 25-year study, no evidence can be found that anybody has ever got, like, tainted Halloween candy. Here it is, right here.
It's because they all die.
Oh, it kills them. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was a study done at the University of Delaware, and he said he could find no evidence of tainted Halloween candy being given to trick-or-treaters in the past 25 years. There was one kid that was poisoned by his father for insurance money, and he just assumed that that was happening all the time, that no one would ever suspect him, but apparently no one else was dying from Halloween candy, so he got caught.
Remember in The Sixth Sense, though, that chick that would always feed her kid the poison?
With Munchausen syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Keep making him sick. This also says that there was an urban legend of a child collapsing after eating poisoned Skittles that he was given for Halloween. I never heard that one. I heard like
poison Skittles.
That's crazy.
Well, I guess you could.
Poor Skittles.
Inject them into
the
Skittle. How could you even poison them? I don't understand. But they say here that people still these days believe that their candy could have razor blades in it or anything else. But they said Halloween's supposed to be scary. We stopped believing in ghosts and goblins, but we still believe in criminals trying to hurt kids. It sort of updates our fears, but. I never really thought, I don't know.
I've never heard of it happening.
You don't even know who unless you have it marked. This is the razor blade apple. I don't like that kid. He's always like riding his bike past my house.
Yeah, that's rough though. You're putting.
He's always riding his bike past my house super fast.
Yeah, so I'm going to put 38 razor blades.
Maybe if he eats this razor blade, he'll slow down on his bike.
I saw a show the other day where a guy ate a little mini candy and then he started coughing up razor blades.
That happens to me all the time.
Is that a magic trick?
It was voodoo.
There's a difference between voodoo and magic.
There is.
Perry Mason. Oh my god. That's pretty awesome. You're finding all kinds of cool background music today.
You can find season one of Perry Mason on Amazon by going to our site.
Yeah, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link, and it'll take you right there. We'll get a few cents revenue, and it'll keep our show on the air. By the way, forgot to mention, Brownsville Car Wash, even though it's raining, you still want your car to be nice, don't you? Come on. It's an image thing. A clean car projects a positive... I blew it. A clean car represents a...
successful person.
An air of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You drive around a dirty car, you're just a loser.
Yep.
Look how dirty my truck is. I own a car wash, all right? So come on down to the Brownsville Car Wash. They're going to be...
You don't want a dirty love boat either.
They're going to be sponsoring the show again this year. We need sponsors, you guys. If you feel like sponsoring us or if you feel like donating to the show, you can go to PayPal... Or wait, you go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the love boat. Oh, my God.
You don't want a dirty love boat.
Man. We're expecting you.
This stuff, man's making me feel old.
I know, because you know everything he plays. That's the weird thing. Fucking weird, man. Nose is still plugged.
What's causing that?
I think it's allergies.
I think you're allergic to air.
That's what my friend tells me, that it's allergies.
Might as well face it, you're allergic to air. Isn't that a Robert Palmer song?
Power Station.
Oh, it was Power Station?
That was one of those two something. He's in that band, so whatever. The Twilight Zone?
Mm-hmm.
You have just slipped into a new dimension of space and time. A dimension known as the Twilight Zizzle.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got? You got any more topics to talk about?
Yeah.
I can't find my list.
Did you know Winnie the Pooh's first name is actually Edward?
I don't believe that.
It is.
Why do they call him Winnie?
I don't know.
Why? What is the Pooh?
That's his last name.
No, he... is
Edward Pooh.
Edward Pooh. Edward Pooh Bear.
Why do they call him the, then?
I don't know.
That'd be like calling you the Quinette.
Yeah.
Sean the Quinette.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one for Flames of Trivia Time. What is Shaggy's full name?
Oh, man.
Nope, that is wrong.
No.
Oh, man is wrong.
I know it.
It's like, I know it too. It starts with an S. It's not Shaggy.
Nope.
Smokey.
Nope.
Smoker.
It starts with an N.
But his last name starts with an S.
Nope.
Smokey.
Norman.
Smoker.
Oh, close.
Normie.
Norval.
Norval.
That's right.
Something
Norval
Junior.
Rogers.
Rogers.
Normal Rogers.
Normal.
That's right. Yep.
Normal Norval. Zoinks. Hey, Casey Kasem's on his deathbed, so Shaggy's going to be dying.
That is true. Is he still on there?
I'd like to send a long-distance dedication out to my friend Casey Kasem, who's on his deathbed with a love story from 1967 with Simon and Garfunkel.
Did you know, what Wile E. Coyote's middle name is?
Cyrus?
E.
Nope. The E is right, though.
Wile E. Cyrus Coyote.
Nope.
Emerson.
Nope. It is Ethelbert.
What the
Ethelbert?
Fuck?
Ethelbert.
Wile E. Ethelbert Coyote?
That's like my grandpa. His middle name was Rutherford, and he changed it to Ralph.
Hmm.
Because he didn't like it.
That's close to the man with the yellow hat from Curious George. You know his name?
Oh, the cute little monkey?
The man with the yellow hat?
No, it was Ted Shackelford.
Dude, these names are made up.
Well, yeah, Shackelford. They're from fiction books.
Shackelford.
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 Did you know Sylvester the Cat won 3 Academy Awards?
Academy?
He's won 3 Academy Awards.
Oh, suffering succotash.
He does. Succotash was probably a big hit back in the day.
But why is suffering associated with succotash? Or what is the deal on that? I got you, didn't I?
Have you ever eaten it?
No. I don't like to suffer.
It's like a bunch of stuff thrown together?
I thought that was goulash.
Well, sort of, but there's...
I think it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Suck a goulash.
I remember my grandma said when my dad was little, he used to call it monkey trash.
Monkey trash. Yep.
You know how kids say they don't know the
goulash.
Word.
Yeah, you can goulash hash.
Monkey trash?
Monkey trash.
Yeah.
My friends used to say N-word trash. But they didn't say N-word, though. They said that N-word. How many times you're allowed to say the N-word on national television?
One.
None.
Oh. Trick question.
And none. Naggers. Naggers wanted. I had an idea, and I've already forgot it. So since I loaded the pipe, I might as well smoke that instead. So.
All right.
This could be an edited.
What are we going?
We don't edit any of our podcasts.
I don't. In
case you can't tell. Unless, like, there's a power outage or something. But what do we call it? It's live to tape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was going to do. I was going to try to... I've been having trouble with my mobile YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
And when I try to play...
Birthday head.
Yeah, it never works. Today's National Saxophone Day.
National Saxophone Day.
That was my second, I guess, third instrument. I started playing the saxophone in the fifth grade in band.
Really?
And my parents were pissed because it was the most expensive instrument. It was like $500 for an alto saxophone back in the 1400s.
Did you play along to Bruce Springsteen records?
No, I hate Bruce Springsteen.
What did you play on your saxophone then?
I wasn't
to
born to
pop
run.
Music?
I played like Sha Na Na.
Tower of Power?
Kenny G before he was cool. I was Terry G, like, in fifth grade. I had an afro, too, like a perm. But he plays a soprano saxophone, so that's where he trumped me on that.
Trumped you.
That was kind of sucky. But anyway, today's birthdays include an eagle.
Michael Vick.
Glenn Frey.
Yes.
Wow.
He is the winner. Glenn Frey's birthday today. And the singer from my favorite black metal band.
In Living Color.
Yep.
Living.
Corey Glover from Living Color.
Danny Glover's kid.
Maybe. Is it?
No.
There's another Glover that's a comedian now and a writer for 30 Rock. Don Glover?
Donald Glover. I don't think they're related.
He's black and he looks like him.
He was on Community.
Yeah. Yeah, and
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, and he wrote for 30 Rock for 3 years, and he has a couple comedy specials. Also, a couple guitarists in the rock and metal world today celebrate birthdays. Craig Goldie.
Ah.
Anybody know who he is?
Yeah, he was in Goldie.
No, but he was in a band that played one of their, well, not one. Anyway, he was in a band that played at the Hollywood Taxi in Eugene that you would not think, I mean Springfield, you would not think that this band would play there.
Quite right.
Dio played at the Hollywood Taxi.
Really?
Sullen played at the Hollywood Taxi.
Wow.
1 degree of separation from Dio.
Which one of you guys was on Taxi Cab Confessions?
Me and Pat both were. Right. We shared a fare one time. Cab fare. We didn't share an affair. Stop it. Yeah, and anyway, he tricked us into this story about gay sex, and it wasn't involving us, but whatever. Also, Paul Gilbert. You guys know him? No relation to Jeff.
Paul Gilbert.
He sounds familiar.
He's a guitar player.
He's a shredder, yeah. He used to play for Racer X. Now he has a bunch of videos on YouTube about how to play guitar.
How to play Racer X songs.
Yep, how to play Racer.
Are they related to Static X?
No, but do you remember that old cartoon of Racer X?
For Speed Racer.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. It was Speed Racer. Racer X was the bad guy car, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking Racer X.
No, Racer X was his brother.
And that was like the precursor to Japanime, or however you say Japanime.
Japanimation.
Japanime, or do you say Jap animation? Because that sounds racist to me. That's like chink animation, man.
Japanimation?
Japanimation. Or do you say Japanimation?
What about J-pop?
I don't know. What about JWoww and Snooki? They got their own show now.
I think they dressed up for Halloween.
Why
too.
Do I know that? Because I have a guide on my Dish Network that lists shows. And I go through them and I'm looking for shows and it says JWoww and Snooki. And I'm like, it's a show? What the hell's going on in the world today?
Yeah, I know, huh?
I know, huh? All the reality
Everybody
shows aren't
has
really.
A show.
I don't. Well, we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on TV, though, yet.
No.
Thanks to people like Marc Maron, pretty soon we'll be on TV. It's going to be the Terry and Gatz show.
Yeah.
On IFCH. You know what IFCH is?
What's that?
It's International Film Channel Home.
Home?
Nice.
Is that a new channel?
No. I just made it up.
No. Have you been watching that new Bob Odenkirk show on there?
Birthday Boys?
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, I wish I could watch it.
Why don't you?
I don't know. I've been watching Supernatural.
How many Odenkirks is there?
Probably at least 100.
Shows or people?
People.
There's a Bob Odenkirk that's a popular.
There's a Tom Odenkirk and a Scott Odenkirk.
How do you know?
Because I'm sure, just from law of probability, that there's somebody named Tom Odenkirk.
There's probably a John, a Jim. Yeah. Probably a... Could be a Larry Odenkirk.
There's probably a Sean Odenkirk.
Noden. Yeah. Sean Odenkirk.
Well, I was meaning...
Bob Odenkirk used to do the Mr. Show,
mm-hmm.
and he was the lawyer. Oh, you don't watch Breaking Bad.
His wife didn't miss the show.
Ah, David Cross?
Ah.
David. Yeah, I didn't get to watch the newest episode yet, but it was something about watching the old shows, I think was the name of it or something. But the first two episodes were very funny. The computer garage gang,
mm-hmm.
and Goofy Roofers. Goofy Roofers. They're all spraying each other with roofing tar and shooting each other with nail guns.
Uh-huh.
This is hilarious.
Have you ever shot anybody with a nail gun?
No, but it wasn't really my boss directly, but my boss from Country Coach shot himself in the sternum with a nail gun.
Ow!
Like, how do you do that? It's got a fucking safety on it. It's like,
yeah, you hold it back with your finger.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck's wrong with this thing?
You've been shit with a gun?
Shit.
I've been shot. Oh, yeah, quite a few times.
I've been
really?
Shot.
With a
oh,
nail
heck
gun?
Yeah. And like a pin nailer.
Did it penetrate?
No, they tumble and stuff. But
oh, they tumble.
What's that even mean?
You'd be working and all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of...
We used to shoot each other with staples, but not nails.
Yeah.
You guys are hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well just shoot somebody with an elephant gun.
Right.
Or take an elephant tranquilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Which used to be a common occurrence back in the 70s. What's that drug that was elephant tranquilizer? Do you remember, Flame?
LSD.
You're good with drugs.
You know, they once gave an elephant LSD and killed it.
That's not nice. You should have let them trip.
They, I guess they're highly sensitive to LSD. They shot it in the ass with a bunch of LSD.
And it went berserk.
And then it dropped after like 40 seconds.
Well, can't you just give them a little bit, like a tab on the fucking trunk or something? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
You could... douse someone just like in liquid acid and they'd probably die.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a lot of people dying from LSD. Is there a lot of overdoses on LSD?
From just the chemical effects? I don't think so.
But doing something crazy that would kill you is a different story. I don't know. I never felt like killing myself or anybody when I was on acid.
No? You didn't ever think you could fly?
No.
Nope.
PCP now. I could fly on that shit, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Right out the window? Did you think you were time?
After my second tube of Tester's model glue, I could fucking fly to the moon.
No.
I would never try ecstasy, but I would huff the hell out of a bread sack full of Tester's model glue. That kind that if you get it on your fingers and go back and forth over something, it makes like a thread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoever learned how to do that and why do we do it?
I don't know.
Do you remember that trick?
Yeah.
You get some Tester's model glue on your finger, and you could take like a toothpick, and when you spread your fingers apart, it makes like a stringy, like the glue.
Uh-huh.
And you go back and forth like that, and it would just, I don't even remember what we'd do with it. It was just a fun thing to do. We put glue on our fingers, and then we'd go back and forth over the...
I used to huff it.
Oh, we did that too. Did you huff the stick, though?
I'd put like a toothpick for your mouth. Like when you use
and that
the
way you
can
huff it directly off the end of the toothpick, right?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm learning something new right now. I'm digging it. Hey, you guys ever got a DUI when you were naked?
No.
Well, I was reading the local paper, and there was a lady that got arrested for a DUI in Lebanon with no clothes on.
Really?
Yeah.
In Lebanon?
Yeah, Lebanon, Oregon. No clothes.
That is crazy.
I think her name was Jared Johnson. Or wait, maybe it was his sister, cousin. I don't know.
That'll happen.
Yeah. I've heard of people, there's people lately that have been, there was a survey that I read online about people admitting to having sex while driving in their car. You kind of have to be.
What was the percentage you're talking?
I can't even remember because I didn't believe it.
Or were you just taking the survey?
No. I've only met one person that claims that they've done that.
Mm.
And that's Alex Elkin. He said he was doing 69 and a 55 and he got pulled over.
Oh, my God.
Which, there's such a big setup. You know what the punchline is going to be in one time a drunk guy yelled it out, and he got mad a little.
What about having sex in the back of a truck when you're going down the freeway?
The canopy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could imagine. No canopy? Probably not.
No.
But, yeah. I never had sex in a canopy. Hey, we might be able to sell my canopy. Because pee's gross.
Yeah.
Unless you're into urine therapy. It's yeah. a real thing. You drink yep. it, it cures your cancer, and you don't
it can.
Take chemotherapy.
You can take poop pills, too, and then cure your stomach illness.
That's wow. called recycling. Mm-hmm. Why don't you call it recycle? Like a motorcycle. Bicycle. Recycling. Do you take the recycling out to the curb?
Recycling.
Recycle.
Not tonight.
It's Thursday night garbage at my
no,
house.
No, Wednesdays.
What's Thursdays at my
Wednesdays.
House? Wednesdays. Wednesdays, not garbage night at my house. My house is Thursday night, and the fire siren blows at 7:30 to tell us, take the garbage out, you fucking retard.
That's why it sounds?
Well, they say it's for the weekly fire meeting, but I say it's to remind us to take our garbage out. Because about 10 minutes after the siren, I always hear all the garbage cans being drug to the curb there.
That's a great thing going
it is.
On there.
I hope they don't ever change.
Do people actually meet at that time?
They go to the fire hall and they meet. Yes.
For
they,
what?
They do drills and stuff. Sometimes they burn to learn. They'll burn a house down, put it out. Fucking
they get people out of there first, right?
No. They'll just pick a random house, burn it down.
That's then, how you should do it.
Well, they'll already be there, so there's no chance of anybody getting hurt. And then the family is just surprised that their house is burning. Mm-hmm. Firemen save the day. And then they say, oh, by the way, you're on our new show called Burn to Learn. Do you have house insurance? And they're like, no, we're poor. They're like, oh,
you
sorry.
Learned a lesson.
Red Cross will be putting you up in a motel for the next 2 weeks while you look for help.
Red Cross or Criss Cross?
Blue Shield Blue Balls.
Right.
That's the new insurance company.
Blue Shield Blue Balls?
Yeah. You believe me?
Do you believe like, that Peppermint Patty's last name was Reichart?
No, it was Zimmerman.
Peppermint Patty Zimmerman?
Yep. And her little lesbian friend with the glasses. What was her lesbian friend's name? Did you know those little girls were lesbians in Charlie Brown?
Marcy.
Yep.
Yeah. Marcy
and
Bartokamus.
Bartokamus?
No, wait, that's Balky Bartokamus.
Perfect Strangers.
Yep.
Okay, sing the theme real quick.
Perfect Strangers.
You got it. Good job. That was also a big hit for Deep Purple in 1984. You know, I've been hearing...
Perfect Strangers!
People like the new Deep Purple. Almost said Blue Black Sabbath.
Blue Black Sabbath.
I thought
Sabbath.
They were a lot more shallow.
Deep? No, there's a new Deep Purple that they've been playing on the radio.
Oh, really?
And I heard it sounds like a...
They're still together.
What's that? Oh, they just got back together. It sounds like that one kind of music. Crappy? That's my favorite genre now to listen to because it's always on the radio. Crappy music.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They play Pearl Jam, too,
that
right?
They sound like Crimson Guardian.
No. They sound like a country band from
there. Yeah, their new song is called Vincent Price.
Fisher what?
Vincent
Fisher
Price.
Price?
Interesting.
Yeah. I already forgot what band we were talking about.
Well, see if you can guess.
Vincent Price. Welcome to the Halloween edition. Sounds like Ozzy. Oh, it's Deep Purple, that's right. It sounds like Mr.
Billy Rowley.
It's all Vincent Price. We just stole this fucking song. All Vincent Price. Were you on that Michael Jackson song?
He was.
Yeah, he was. He was also
say.
Alice Cooper. No, Thriller. He was on that other Alice Cooper song, you know, School's Out. No.
You remember that song, Say?
Yes.
With that video and they're all riding on the back.
Say. I don't remember the video. I didn't have MTV as a child because I was...
It was weird.
I was poor... child mm-hmm. from a small town.
They were trying to write the next Ebony and Ivory.
Oh.
Which Paul McCartney was a part of, wasn't he?
Yeah. There was Paul and Michael. Mm-hmm. And then, well, you know who redid it in the 80s was Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. You didn't see that on Saturday Night Live?
No.
It was Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo.
Nice.
They did Ebony and Ivory.
This does sound like fucking Mr. Crowley.
Vincent. Fisher-Price toys. He's singing about Fisher-Price.
That was his son.
Fisher-Price.
This is Deep Purple, huh?
Yeah, they sound kind of shallow, like Gat said.
Yep.
Shallow lavender, more like. They're just not quite what they used to be. But it did sound like Ian Gillan singing there, doing his best Ozzy Osbourne
impersonation.
This has got to
be another one of their new songs, I would say, right? From it's called Hell to Pay.
Hell to Pay.
That's like a really bad hairpiece.
Yeah.
I'm in toupee hell. Yeah, it doesn't sound good. It sounds like, I don't know. It sounds like some faggy new rock band. Not like homosexual, but just like not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so who's playing?
It's not Ritchie Blackmore, is it?
I don't think so.
It's probably like Adrian Vandenberg or something stupid.
Who's that?
The guy from Vandenberg. He also played in Def Leppard or Whitesnake for a minute or two.
Uh-huh.
You got these guys, and they just become these guitar icons, and then they just go around playing for big washed-up bands like Def Leppard and Whitesnake.
All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
I strive to be that someday.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be... All right. All right.
Alright.
He's not like David Spade.
Alright. He's been on TV forever in that one show.
I've never watched it once. That's what's weird.
Rules of Engagement?
Just Shoot Me?
No, that was a long time ago he was on Just Shoot Me.
I know. I never watched that one either.
I know.
So how does he still have a show?
He does. He's been on Rules of Engagement for like 8 years.
I know, but how? Because nobody watches it.
Know.
It's like Nickelback and McDonald's.
They canceled that one show.
Nobody's consuming it, but somehow they're doing a ton of business.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone's like, oh, McDonald's, that's gross. Oh, 80 billion served. Oh, Nickelback, those guys suck. 50 million records sold.
I don't understand.
Huh?
I like McDonald's
Nickelback coffee.
No, McDonald's.
He likes McDonald's coffee and fries.
If you get a coffee,
I hate
Starbucks.
McDonald's fries.
All right.
45 cents, you give them 50 and they give you a nickel back.
And their McDoubles aren't bad.
Did you know that's how they came up with the name of their fucking band?
What?
The dudes worked at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And every day their shit was like $2.95, $3.95. And every day they'd have to say, here's your nickel back.
I thought it was because they
Canadian
sold
Starbucks.
I thought they were giving away free albums, free demos, and they said if you don't like it, we'll give you a nickel.
We'll give you your nickel back.
People kept asking them for their nickel back because they didn't like them.
Story I heard was Starbucks.
Yeah,
I take a latte, cafe, mocha with a che.
So they worked at Starbucks before, and they all decided to join a boy band.
They're about to start a band that goes, "When I'm a bottle thing, cause I ain't that bottle thing, with my hand between my legs and something in the seat." Mm. I don't know what they're even talking about.
They needed less safety gear on those blenders at their work.
What are you talking about?
So they could have stuck their hands in there and not been able to play guitar.
Yeah, they'd probably do a Tony Iommi and get prosthetic fingers. At least then they'd have to tune down lower, probably.
He still wears a wooden one, though, doesn't he?
Tony?
Yeah.
No, he's got new fucking, they're like badass, like synthetic skin material shit.
Oh, really?
The old
ones were leather.
He's going
all robotic?
The old ones were leather.
Leather fingers.
Weird.
Well, it was the closest thing they could find. You know, it was like cowhide.
Yeah.
Like
that's on his fretting finger, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like,
yeah.
You just have no feeling on one of the...
Yeah, you're just touching it with an extension.
Yeah.
It's on two of them, I believe.
Wow.
His two longest fingers, he got the tips cut off, like, apparently the day before his last day at work ever.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
He'd already put in his notice to become a professional musician.
Mommy told him he's got to go to work. He was going to skip the day.
I didn't hear that, but it could
be. I did.
Oh.
I did. He was going to call in on the last day, and his mom convinced him to go to work and be responsible.
Now
on
go
his
in
last
and cut
day.
Your fingertips off real quick.
Yep.
You owe the company at least that much.
And he got home and he cut off
her head. That way you can retire.
Yeah, and then he cut her legs off and formed Black Sabbath.
Yep.
So now what are you going to do, Mom? You're never going to catch me. I'm a rising star. Okay, this has been a fun Wednesday. We better get out of here.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought I had... Oh, we were talking about cutting people's fingers off.
Uh-huh.
That's right. In Arizona,
yeah,
this guy like robbed this place, and apparently like he accidentally cut his finger off while he was doing it, and he left his finger there.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Yep. They got the fingerprint and busted him from his severed finger.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, fingerprint? Let's see who this guy is. Shh. Oh, it's that guy that we always arrest. I guess we'll just call him up and say, hey, you're busted.
You know it's better than fingerprints?
Fingers.
No.
Fingers.
Earprints.
What's earprints?
Your earprints are everybody's earprints is different.
What about cat nose prints?
Yep, those too.
Huh.
A cat nose.
Cat nose, there's
their no cat
two.
Thumb.
No two are the same.
Yep.
Of the cat.
Neither are
nose
ears.
Prints. I almost forgot. What did we talk about? We didn't.
Did you skip?
I almost skipped Hans.
I know. I know you didn't because I was going to say.
You were going to sing the song for me?
I was going to...
Oh, he's being all like, what do you call it?
Uh-huh.
Awesome on us. He's listening to three people that are hard to pronounce, two of them. Aldi Meola, John McLaughlin, and Paco de Lucia.
All right, so he's listening
it's an album
to
called
some Shredders on the old
Friday
festival.
Night in San Francisco. Yeah, there's Shredders on Nylon.
Oh,
yeah? So I don't know who Paco de Lucia is.
Hmm.
Do you know?
No.
Nope.
It's obviously not Jaco Pastorius.
No, it's Paco I don't know. It's Paco de Lucia.
Yeah.
Probably Lucha.
Jaco plays the bass anyway.
Al Di Meola, John McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
McLaughlin.
Two people. Well, I've listened to some John McLaughlin. He's an Irish motherfucker, isn't he?
He's an awesome guitarist.
Yeah. Is he an Irish motherfucker? Because if
know.
So, I've listened to him. Al Di Meola I've never really listened to, but who I have listened to is some Lefty Frizzell.
Really?
And some... that guy can yodel.
Yodel-y!
Yep.
I can't.
And then he would... And that other guy.
I was listening to some Ted Nugent because I watched a special on Access TV of Ted Nugent live. And, God, it was awesome because he did a lot of old songs. And they got Derek St. Holmes back in the band singing, like, Stranglehold in the original songs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know he killed somebody.
But you know what's funny? He is funny. He's, like, always saying, spirit, freedom, freedom. And he did Fred Bear, and he's talking about American spirit. Cigarettes, I guess? No. He's just talking about freedom and spirit, and like he'll say these words just like, freedom, freedom, spirit, and fucking Fred Bear, blah, 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 whatever.
He's Fred Bear.
That's that song that he had about, it's an Indian guy, you should know. You know the spirit of, you know the song Fred Bear? It was like
I cry
Fred
whenever, one tear, whenever I hear Ted Nugent.
Dude, Ted Bear.
Really?
Fred Bear.
It's like littering.
Oh,
it's littering
now.
Musically.
Yeah, so then he goes, all right. He's always got these big introductions. He's talking like the Motor City Madman. How you guys doing out there? He's calling everybody motherfucker.
That guy, he's from Detroit.
Yeah, he is. Detroit, how you guys doing? And then he's like,
the original Eminem.
And now for the greatest rock and roll riff of all time. Meow, 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 meow. Cat Scratch Fever. Then, right after Cat Scratch Fever, he's like, all right, freedom, spirit, yeah, whatever. And then he's like, now the greatest rock and roll riff of all time. And went into Stranglehold.
Now, why doesn't Ted...
Now, is he saying that he did the both of them, that they're both the best? Or is he just saying that he's senile now because he's older?
No, he's senile.
They're both the
he's
best.
Running for president, man.
Why doesn't he and Eminem and Kid Rock get together to do a Detroit Motown album?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because Ted would probably end up shooting.
He kept saying, every night, every song we play tonight is a Motown classic. Every time, every song, and he'd say everything he said like four times. Every song we play tonight is a Motown classic, baby. I tell you, every song we play is
when
Motown
you're
classic.
Playing to 70,000 people, though, dude,
yeah,
you have
seven.
To be bigger than life. So.
Yeah, but there was maybe 20, or maybe 10. Like I'm saying, like that's not very
yeah.
many people. It was still a huge crowd. But
yeah,
it was
who's
no
that?
Arena. Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2012.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. So it was probably State Fair Circuit, right?
But he did all the killer songs from the first two albums. Like,
Oh, he's bigger than State Fair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd see Ted Nugent playing a State Fair.
I don't know.
No. I mean,
you think you'd see Steve Miller playing a State Fair?
He does.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Steve Miller ain't no Ted Nugent, man.
All right.
Yeah. He's pretty good,
sure?
though.
Because he's got the abracadabra.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I like the early Book of Dreams, Threshold, Jet Airliner.
But, like, Ted Nugent nailed, like, every solo from those old songs from 40 years ago. Like it was like listening to the CD. Which a lot of bands, they get tired of doing it exactly the same, so they change it up.
I like you some. Think John Denver would be playing the State Fairs today?
I think he would be.
I think he would be one of the new guitarists and vocalists
for Hanson.
Metallica.
John Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
Rocky Mountain Metallica.
West Virginia. Meet your mammy. So did you say you didn't say what you were listening to, did you, Gatch?
Yeah, I did. I said something or other.
No, it was you something said old. Something new, something borrowed, something yeah. Blue Cheer.
Yeah, Blue Cheer. I've listened to those guys.
What about you, Flames? What do you
in
like?
The summertime.
You got a stereo in your car, don't you?
I do. It's a cassette player.
So what's in Flames' cassette player?
It's AC/DC again.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Which album, though? This will make or break it. Is it Black and Black?
I don't know. No.
No.
It's a live
it
Bon
had,
Scott.
Fly on the Wall?
Yeah, Problem Child on it.
Oh, probably like, you know, that one that they made a movie out of.
Yeah, with John Ritter.
Yeah, Problem Child, starring Bon Scott.
No.
No, I think it's called If You Want Blood, You've Got It, maybe. It's live.
I think
Bon
so,
Scott,
yeah.
With the Let There Be Rock movie soundtrack. One of the two.
Hmm. Well, who made who?
Man.
Who made you?
AC/DC.
All right, okay. We've covered the birthdays and what's in Hans's CD player. It's National Saxophone Day. Pinche cabrones.
How many years did you play the saxophone?
Four.
Four years.
Yeah, until I got into high school when they said you can't be in band and choir at the same time.
Why not?
Because you only had one elective or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Or no.
That
I had two electives.
Doesn't seem very fair. That's electist.
It was bullshit. Actually, no, I guess in 9th and 10th grade I was in choir and band, but then they made you choose after that. Mm-hmm. So I chose.
You can either sing or you can play an instrument. You're not going to do both. You front
showboater. Yeah, you... What do you think you are, Dave Grohl? You just play every episode, every instrument of every episode.
Yep.
I don't even know what I'm saying. We've been, what the fuck, Chuck? Did you guys
I
hear
don't know
that?
What's going on.
Did you hear that on the mic? I'm smelling my weed.
Oh no,
dude. Good thing it's a table that doesn't matter if you spill it, right?
Yeah.
Hey kids, don't forget not to spill your weed.
Don't spill it. Chill it.
I commented on someone's Facebook. This is off the... It reminded me of what you just said. And he was, like, posting every 2 minutes just, like, little short things. It should have been tweets, in my opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gets a little old when they're clogging up my news feed with these fucking one-sentence things like, your mama's so low, she plays handball with the curb.
That was one of them?
No. That's how how good they were. That was the caliber of tweets, okay? And
right.
I said, hey, have you ever heard of Twitter? And then one of their friends, who's not my friend, said, hey, have you ever heard that Facebook is your own and you can post whatever you want on it?
Oh!
And I said, hashtag keep it mellow. And so I said, hey, have you ever heard that I'm just fucking around and I don't really care? And then I put hashtag if it's brown, stir it around.
Nah, that's a great one.
I don't know
one.
If they know what that is, though. But we
I would have went right back. I would have said, hey, did you ever hear hashtags are for Twitter?
Yeah.
Hashtag.
He totally hashtagged me on Facebook after I told him that, have you ever heard of Twitter? So I think
he was trying to inflame... As if you were flaming.
Like I was really enraged.
Yeah.
But I was really just in flames.
Yeah, you should have said, hey, despite all my rage, I'm
just
still
just
a rat
cage.
On a Facebook.
I'm just a Raymond Flames.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a rat in flames. Have you ever had a rat inside you?
No.
All right, good. Have you ever burned a rat? Okay, you pause.
Would you rather walk around for a day with a rat between your butt cheeks or walk around for a week with a frog in your mouth?
Say what now?
For $12 billion, would you have sex with a man? $12 billion. I said billion.
Oh, for $12 billion?
You'd have to be catching, though. Listen to
it. I don't want to hear the answer.
Why not? Why? Join us next time on the Terry and Gaz Comedy Show when we find out who would have sex with a man for $12 billion.
Trillion.
It's one time. No one's going to know, except for the people that are listening to the podcast. So you could have the Ashley twins to be your slaves for the rest of your life.
Who are the Ashley twins?
The Ashley Olsen. The Mary-Kate twins, you know. Mary-Kate and Olsen Ashley.
Yeah, Olsen Ashley.
They're the Ashley twins, right? Anyway, you'd only have to suck one dick. Who's it going to be? All right. Hey, thanks for fucking up my whole program. No. This is the plug section of the podcast. Third time's a charm. We got lots of good shows coming up that you should go see. I'm going to cover comedy first every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia in Eugene, 5th and Pearl. It's pantsless comedy, or as I've seen listed in the paper, comedy without pants, which I don't know. I've done that show, and I had my pants on, so I don't know what the deal is. It's a free show hosted by Mike McGowan, who seems to bring down some good talent from Portland and other areas, even gets out of staters once in a while. So check that out every second Friday of the month. Every Wednesday of every week and every Thursday of every week, you got open mics in Eugene. Wednesdays at the Tiny Tavern. That's at 3rd and Blair in Eugene. And then the Green Room, 7th and Willamette. So plenty of opportunities for you to go out and try out your hand at open mic comedy if that's your thing. I suggest you try it. Then there's the last Saturday of every month. They have a couple showcases. One is a clean comedy show, Bleepin' Funny, where the comics bleep themselves so you don't have to. That's at Sam Bond's Garage. It's usually an early show, about 6 o'clock. It's free. It's usually hosted by Leanne Joshua. I usually will do a set there. I'm going to try to do a 30-minute clean set within the next couple months. So come and see me. Try not to cuss. That's funny in itself. Also, last Saturday of every month at like 9:30, Comedy as Advertised. It's a showcase at the Granary just down the street from Cornucopia. It's on 5th, I believe. Yeah, right by the 5th Street Public Market, and that's hosted by Seth Milstein. All right, music shows coming up November 8th. We got the 30-pound test CD release show at Sub-Zero in Corvallis. That's 126 4th Avenue. Bikini will be playing, and Summer Soundtrack will be playing. It's $5 at the door. What else about that show? Oh, it's 18 and over, you know, instead of 21 and over. If you're 18, you can get in. If you're 21, you can drink alcohol, and you can see some good bands and buy a new CD. All available November 8th. That's a Friday coming up. And also, if you're not in Corvallis and you're in Eugene that night, you should go to Diablos, because it's going to be like the last heavy metal hard rock show there as Diablos, because they have lost their lease. So Glad Handler, I Am Ruined, Dirt Nap, and Purpose of Silence will be playing there on the 8th. I suggest you go check that out. More shows coming up. Monster Magnet at the Hawthorne Theater on Sunday, November 24th. We just got our tickets for that. I'm pretty stoked. You should do that, too. Suicidal's coming to the Wonder Ballroom on December 3rd. And the 9th, High on Fire's playing at the Hawthorne Theater. What else do we got? Pearl Jam's at the Rose Garden. That's too big of a place for me to go and enjoy a show, but you might want to go there. It's November 29th. December 7th, it's Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, and Spawn at Slabtown, which is a bar in Portland. Go online to check it out. Toe Tag will be playing classic Accused songs, which you don't see that often, and especially to see them playing with Wehrmacht, so that will be a great show. November 26th, Morbid Angel will be playing at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering will be opening the show. Most of the good metal shows are coming to the Hawthorne Theater, so I love that place. Almost forgot about this. November 9th, it's a Saturday. It's the 8th annual Northwest Women's Comedy Festival at the Wildest Theater in Springfield. About 15 female comics will be doing that show. Also, DRI coming to Portland on January 17th. And newly added to the list is December 6th, the Grand Slam Comedy Show at the Denny's Lounge. That's right, in Albany. Details to come. I believe the first show will be December 6th. It will feature myself and Seth Milstein and Mac Chase. I believe Dustin will be hosting that show, so it'll probably be free, something like that. Stay tuned for more details. Thanks for listening, you guys. And when you get back from going to all these shows, you can listen to our podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.